give me sanctuary. I must find a place
to. See, that Jim Morrison was much better quality than the Raymond Carver, because in the 60s they had a far superior capabilities, kind of like episode 3 of Star Wars is more advanced.
Hey, John?
Than episode
did you
4.
Make this agenda?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Hey,
I'm going to give it away.
Yeah, you're telling everybody the secrets. This is the Drinking and Riding Brewery on WLUW 88.7 FM. Sadly, we are coming to the end of our show.
We should have played the end.
I did. That's right, but I played it earlier. Hey, when's our next show?
Our next show is in the next month of the fifth Sunday.
That we'll be getting
you guys got to figure that one out on your own.
When is that, Jared? July 31st.
Hey, before we go, we got to tell you again about the Drinking and Riding Festival on June 11th at the Hopley Bar. It starts at 2 o'clock, goes till 7, then at 8 o'clock at the Neo Futurist Theater is the performance of the top three winners of the radio play contest we had.
Yeah, directed by Nick DiGilio from WGN.
And he's artistic director of the Factory Theater.
Yeah.
So he's got both the skills we needed.
And you can find out all this information on www.drinkingandwriting.com. You can do things there. Go read about stuff and find out all the information you've ever wanted to know. We got a lot of thank yous. Where's your list? You got your list?
Hey, well, first we got to thank Goose Island.
Yeah, man. Yeah, wow. Will Turner, the brewer there. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. PJ McNulty is helping us
between
with the
well,
festival.
Between
awesome.
Yeah. Coffee,
they're helping
the
us with the festival as well as the Hopley Bar. Michael Roper, we got to thank him for
yes.
giving us the space where you guys are going to come out and do it. Check it out.
It's very long for you guys for the next edition of the Drinking and Writing Brewery. And join
is
us
better?
Sunday evening for Word Slinger with Michael
yes.
C.
But you're
going
to have to talk much, much louder.
Is that a new edition of Open Books with host Donna Seaman?
You know, if you think your mic is too loud, just back off the mic because it's going to be kind of pandemonium.
It is Labor Express with myself, Jerry. At 8 p.m. next week, we'll have another edition of the New Labor Series, Building Bridges out of New York. Then it's Pop Culture and Politics with Kevin Fullman on Under Surveillance. All on WLUW 88.7, Chicago's Voice of Cultural Diversity. Staying tuned after this break for Blind Spot.
Oh.
Wait, weren't we supposed to start talking like 5 minutes beforehand?
I think we're supposed to start talking now. What
okay.
should we talk about?
About how much we hate Brian Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. He's got it out for me, totally. I can see.
You know what,
first
Brian?
He told me I was really white, and now.
Really white?
Yeah, and I take such offense to that.
What does that mean, like white? Culturally,
like,
or just your skin
so.
Is white.
Or just like,
well, he was rapping.
Whatever you want.
Oh, well, Brian, you shouldn't try.
Brian is so white.
Oh, it wasn't. I was
how white is he?
The power went out, and we could find our way because he was standing in the room.
Oh yeah,
zing!
Wow.
I was just reciting poetry.
Nothing good's going to come of that.
No poetry. Can we put that along?
I would like to see that in the mission statement.
No, that we cannot discuss.
Okay.
Poetry. What about rapping?
Poetry is on the
can
X
we
rap? List.
Can we, or we can like recite rap lyrics under the
good
rap.
Evening,
well, I
and
think
welcome
that's
to Blind
a good
Spot.
Idea.
Tonight on the program, we are proud to present a production meeting on the
watch
air.
Breathing in the mics.
Featuring okay. members
somebody
of Blind Spot.
I think that
those
me.
Are... those that are here in the studio are Richard Holland,
everyone.
Too.
Eric Humphrey, Kerry Butler, Jacob Christopher, Gordon Tebow, Brian Taylor, Jesse C. Who am I missing?
This graph paper is
you.
Oh, and myself, I'm John Wenzel.
I don't know how to write
and calling in from New
right
York
diagonally.
City is Philip
I
kind of
von Zweck. I kind of feel like I should like,
each week, Blind Spot presents
shapes.
A unique live radio
okay,
experience.
Okay, just assume you're hot from here on out.
The possibilities of radio. Find out more about the collection of artists, writers, musicians, performers, and art professionals that work on the show, please visit our website at www.stopgostop.com/blindspot. And now, for our 51st episode in a row, yes, this is the end of season one.
Gordon, you might want to shift to
doing
a better
this
mic.
For approximately
be easier for
a year.
You.
Blindspot is proud to present production meeting on the air. Let's see what the
hey John
production
can you hear us John
are you guys hey how
hey.
You guys doing
hi good
hey.
Can you hear us
good evening
hey can you guys hear me
give me yes
here?
Give me the high sign
Okay. For
is Philip?
Hello, John Wanzel.
I can't hear you.
That's problematic.
We can hear you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
Test. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, Richard, make sure that the red button's pressed on the...
If we just had beer,
it is.
It's on.
It would be
deal.
It's on.
The first meeting without beer.
Mm-hmm.
How about okay,
really
we're not
going
to get anything done.
My hands are starting to shake.
Dude, we're 3 minutes into it already.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, kill time. Yeah, Don.
It's time to put on makeup.
Well,
it's time
to
dim the lights.
We could actually talk about, because I think we're on the air.
Okay.
Are we? We're on the air?
Yeah, no, I think we're on the air. So,
shoot, I wouldn't have started singing.
Yeah, I was just wondering how
John
Wanzel
tries to figure what's going on.
Philip, and I don't know.
Can you hear you guys?
Yeah, maybe Richard could just talk on the mic.
Everything works except for it getting to the sound studio.
Uh-oh.
So typically these blind spot production meetings take place... in a drinking establishment or at someone's apartment.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
We decided to,
we're on.
Change of pace, have one on the air so that you could sort of see our process.
Yeah,
I
just can't hear you.
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
And, John, I can hear you.
Okay.
Can you hear you?
So I thought the season's
Yeah, just go ahead
well.
And start talking. I'll figure out how I can
the good, the bad, and the ugly.
So I can hear Richard talk.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
I can also hear you.
Richard can't hear us.
Apparently.
I can't hear Carrie talking because she's not.
So John is currently
she's talking in
about
my
the
head.
Studio trying to figure out what's going on. And soon I'm going to have to start playing records because
so what was
so clever,
everybody's favorite show?
Should
really, hold on just a second and I'll call some other people in here.
Richard, can you?
Anyway.
Okay. Can you are we not
Richard,
I'm going to turn on mic number 2. So,
yeah, I don't really understand. I guess this is part of the,
so
the joy of frustration.
Anyone know any good rap songs?
You're on now.
I'm sure somebody knows some good ones.
Do we really need Richard to discuss the good, the bad, and the ugly? Can we?
No, let's
we
get on.
I'm not sure.
Get on with it.
I'm not sure this is going anywhere.
So anyway, I'm going to continue to kill time
here.
Yeah,
okay.
In the real meeting, this is normally the part where we ordered the drinks.
And I think Brian Taylor is going to join me here in the studio.
Yes, I am, Richard.
We need to keep talking because they're checking our levels.
This actually is a really good representation.
And there are
actually
two trains of conversation going on here, but that's okay because apparently they're using this one. Carrie, you want to help me out here? Apparently they're checking our mics live on the air, which I think is pretty great.
So are we not live?
I think we are, in fact, on the air. I think we are on the air right now. Yeah.
So how have you been doing?
I've been doing really well. Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, I've kind of just I'm sort of at a lull, you know. My school semester ended a couple weeks ago, and just kind of wrapping things up with that, and then, you know, I'm starting.
See,
you know,
this is it, people.
My waiting job.
Great, exciting show.
Which is how I pay the rent.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can say where that might
I'm
be an endorsement
so
of the restaurant.
I got married. We went to Vegas. Actually,
did you really go to Vegas?
We really went to Vegas.
Who
it
got married?
It would cost $105.
Oh, yeah, right.
And
did you go?
About an hour to get done.
Did Elvis?
Where did he get married?
The longest
in
part
Vegas.
Of it was actually.
Oh yeah. Oh, obviously,
ride
he's talking
old
about
Vegas.
Have you ever been to Vegas?
Downtown.
Yeah.
Where
what
there
was it
are
like?
Packs of people who work for all the wedding chapels.
Can you hear your voice through the headphones? Because you don't sound as loud to me as I sound to me, and maybe that's just because it's me. But maybe if you talk more directly into the mic,
which is interesting because
can you hear me now?
I hear you now. I think you need to be like a little bit more close to the mic.
So we had
that's better, yeah.
Because
it's pointed at your chin.
If only.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. See, I think that sounds great. Yeah.
So
you
guys
hear me?
So we went. We had the security guard.
Okay.
That?
So
who,
Philip's
saying,
on the line.
You know,
I don't know if Philip can hear us or not,
well,
but
well,
maybe he could tell them that he can hear us
if
he can hear us. I'm not really sure.
In it about 15 times, and you know, I look at him and was like, "Well, could you be our witness?" He pauses and says, "Well, you'll have to ask me, Edward. Would you be our witness?"
Okay.
So he did. It was odd though when he kept
so our mics aren't working.
Because he made
okay.
us stand underneath the clock
so we just
to denote
have to
exactly what
talking.
Time it happened. Like I'm really going to
wow.
care that it was at 9:40.
You're going to see pictures of you in the Whitney biennial.
Yeah, well. One can only hope.
So we should start. Anyway, so
or
I
like
went
a
to
coffee table book. Like,
I went
you
to
know,
Vegas
like
once.
Jackass
yeah.
is getting married in Las Vegas. You know, like new on like Tashin. You know,
what's really funny is I talked to some woman at the pool when I was hiding from the sun because I'm not a sun worshiper.
Being okay. from Chicago, being surprised you didn't burn in the cab on the way to this.
Right,
yeah,
it's true.
We're on the air in that room.
Who talked about how she they were trying to do the whole thing on the cheap, and it was just going to be this real, it was going to be fancy, but going to be really cheap. So they rented a limo to go from the Stratosphere to the Chapel of the Bells, which is one third of a block away.
Nice.
But they still had to pay full price for
it.
Yeah. They didn't realize that the ceremony was only going to be 15 minutes long when they spent $150 on flowers.
Nice.
Yeah, she was rather envious when I was like, yeah, 100, 105, baby. Woo!
Did you get married in Vegas?
Then after that, we go and we wander around old.
Oh, hey, we have the live studio
still?
Now.
Uh-oh.
Hey, John, it
so
works.
Are we on the air?
I pressed the wrong button.
Can we?
Oh, hey. Ladies and gentlemen, John Wanzel.
I'm really tired.
Chief engineer.
Get more sleep. That's
this
that's
is actually
my
really typical for a blind spot production meeting.
yeah, that's true. And I think we should. I think this is a good time to talk about John Wanzel's role.
Wait. Oh, wait. My role of
study and sleep deprivation.
This role. This superb role that he's on.
Hey.
You mean his bank role?
Hey, does this mic work?
Yeah. We can hear you too.
Good.
Okay. So I completely lost my notes. But anyway, at least we. So, how's everyone doing today?
All right.
Okay. Sorry about.
We're good.
Good.
Sorry, I had
too many Pringles.
Are you dehydrating now?
I feel sick.
We're gonna find you like shriveled up, like your pet Newt when you were 8 behind the fridge. You know.
Carrie's actually a slug. Did you know that?
No salt.
John, I think you were gonna start with introductions.
Oh. Hey. Hey-o. That was great.
That was feedback.
Oh, okay. I think let's try it that way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jimi Hendrix and the National
Just
Anthem.
Not that kind of feedback.
Yeah. Philip, just to let you know, Gordon Tebow's here. You missed the introductions because we had problems with the conference call.
Oh, okay.
As well. But we got Gordon, Jacob, Eric, Carrie, myself,
Brian,
Jesse, Richard. And
I heard Richard.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
And then
it's a good turnout for me.
Yeah, and then Jim Zika and Valerie. Zika, are you using his last name?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's old school.
Okay, they're visiting from New York. We traded. It was a good trade. I think we won out.
Traded what?
Wow.
We traded Philip for Valerie and Jim.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how all meetings start out with a little personal abuse, and then we go right into the agenda.
So the question I have, though, is, Gordon, what's your last name?
It's Tebow.
Do a lot of people call you T-Bone?
Well, yes. Actually, my girlfriend's father just called me T-Bone about 4 hours ago.
Okay, good. I was just checking. Thanks.
Right. A lot of people call me Hambone, actually.
Cool. Yeah.
Some people call me John, but I don't think that has anything to do with that.
All right. There's a reason this isn't a stand-up show.
Right.
Well.
Hey. So let's start the meeting. Okay. As we know. Okay. So this is the last show of the season. So why don't we at least go a couple shows ago and talk a little bit about the good, bad, the ugly, things that have happened, that things that have fallen apart, like the beginning of this show, as well as other things. Does that sound like a good place to start?
Yeah, except sounds maybe great. It's more of a, it fell together.
It didn't fall.
You know, everything
oh, yes, this is the spring of possibilities.
Exactly.
I forgot about that.
That leaps into the summer of Brian?
No. How self-centered do you think I am, really?
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 Yeah.
God. That's a topic for another show.
The second thing on the agenda, Eric hates me.
So why don't, let me see. I know that, let me see, the show, last week's show was Justin and Nicole Part 2, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think that that went.
No, wait, two weeks ago.
What did
last week was Uncle Monkey.
Oh, yeah.
Evolution,
yeah.
Which I
was here for that. I should remember.
Yeah. You should.
But Sudafed.
Chris, do you have any...
It's true. I was sick.
Do you have any reflections on that or things that you felt went well or things that you feel like you would do better if...
I think in general, the sound effects could have been done better, but that's probably, the fact that we didn't get together to practice at all. And
don't give away our secrets.
There's also problems with doing live fully on the air in a 13x12 room.
It was fun though. We made a mess. And I thought it sounded pretty good too.
Yeah, I think the caribou fight at the end
fight was my personal
favorite. We didn't really stick to the plan of trying to recreate the sonic evolution of the Earth very well. It was like,
well, that's a very lofty goal.
Sometime in there was like a cat meowing, and it was supposed to be like in the Cretaceous period.
Well, but maybe the fossil records just weren't exact, and we had and there was a missing.
So what's the totally new theory that they're going to force them to teach in schools?
Intelligent design.
Intelligent design. Yeah.
We had a lot of intelligent design going on, or pseudo intelligent design.
Wait, was that with the show or in general? So
generally,
in general.
Yeah.
And then
that's what the show's based on.
Intelligence, I think. We need a new group of people to
conceptually.
It just doesn't work very well. Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, moving along.
So, are we going backwards show by show?
Yeah.
Just kind of.
I think so, because then there's the great Justin and Nicole part two, which I thought went beautifully.
Yeah. But we're still not done, right?
Yeah, because we're about halfway through the book.
Wow.
We'll be done about 2008.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Done with what?
What sort of feedback have we gotten on that show? Are people sitting on the edge of their seats waiting to find out?
Yes.
Of course they are.
I was talking to Jerry. You know, Jerry does the Labor Express, and he was really excited that there was a part two, and he's really excited about part three.
Oh, that's great.
You know, sometime in October.
October,
right. I think, right. is when.
We have no other idea.
No, it's not.
Don't give away our secrets.
That's not how we work.
It's all planned out.
Okay.
Maybe that could be the collaboration with Alan S. Weiss.
Yeah.
Would he be Justin or would he be Nicole?
I think it was his choice, actually.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
I think it's his choice. To get back to try to get on topic a little bit, does anyone, because I don't think like going backwards, it seems somehow destructive.
Let's just stroll around for a while.
Who has a kind of a season wrap up? Who has like kind of their favorite moments, and we can kind of think about how in which this can help us in the future? Maybe ways in which things worked, or like groups of combinations, or like I never want to work with Eric again.
And something else we could think about is if starting next week we're going to go into reruns for the summer, except for a couple of live shows, then maybe we could pick out the shows that we think would be worth rerunning.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a useful thing or not.
I think that's on the agenda at the end.
I got no agenda, so.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's not Don't give away our secrets!
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's not because we're trying to
outdo. Please join me. Please join me in a saying of Crimey River.
I just wasn't given a copy of the agenda. So.
That's okay.
All right, we can.
That's because it was just created 10 minutes ago.
What did I say about secrets?
So who has a.
I was going to say, with the reruns at the last meeting, there was a suggestion that we do kind of a director commentary thing to keep it a little bit more live, not necessarily. I mean, it could be just whoever wants to do it, that would just be the producer coming in and whoever helped on the show, or maybe just the producer. And I think that would be.
What about people who didn't
fun.
Work on the show doing the running commentary?
I don't know.
Only if it's Jamie Farr.
Usually it's like a behind the scenes thing, I think. Like you know, on
like
DVDs.
Like bonus features
and
DVDs.
Well,
currently
with the DVDs, the outsider commentary is a very hot thing.
Yeah.
You know, what's his name? Kevin Smith. He can't direct a movie, but he sure can make a commentary about somebody else's movie.
Should we talk about then shows?
We can get back to what you were talking about, which is trying to get people to pick out their favorite moments or their favorite programs from here, I think is what you were trying to do, right?
Richard is raising his hand.
Sons of God, I thought it was particularly good.
The Sons of God show,
I think, was particularly good. I don't know if we need their permission or not to rerun that, though.
I don't see why we would, but I can ask them.
the Blind Spot feeds Sons of God 6 different vegetarian items, which is very fun. I'm still remembering the foul salmon. Should we just go around then? And so let's we can just all pick one, and then and then we can figure out what that actually means after we do it. So why don't we start with Eric, and we'll go that way.
Well, I really liked Electo-Oween with on it was the it's by the record player, John. But Electo-Oween was the Halloween was Sunday before the election, so we had a transcript of the second presidential debate, and Jake, who's in the blind spot, was but not here tonight, was President Count Dracula reading all of the Bush parts as Count Dracula, and I was Senator Frankenstein. Exactly. And I would just like to put out there on the radio, the one great joke that we didn't work in was that I had my running mate, so I was Senator Frankenstein, and I was running with Senator Bigfoot. And President Count Dracula had his running mate, Dick Cheney. I thought it was it doesn't date real well, but like
I think we
well,
that river
no one dates Dick Cheney very well.
Well, it's true.
We just got a call from Jerry who really enjoyed Community Perspective.
Oh, really?
And it's one of his favorite shows. So, you know, if anyone wants to call in with their favorite shows, they can call in 773-508-WLUW.
Or that would save us a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it would. But we'll go around the room anyway.
Yeah, take it from the audience, because I don't think I should know.
Why not? What about 50% off lists?
That was fun.
It was fun.
That was really fun.
The list was fun.
They don't have to be, like, they can be personal moments, like... Like during lists, I really realized that I make too many.
Oh, the list show. Yeah, I mean, I think that was kind of cool. But then I think we were getting kind of loopy towards the end.
I think that was my favorite part.
Or towards the middle.
Towards the.
Or.
And then we started this game where we were trying to like guess. Like I would start a list, and you were trying to guess what I was saying.
Oh yeah.
And then,
yeah.
But it didn't really work.
We really connected then.
Yeah, it was magical.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, right. Yeah, favorite shows. Well, I mean, I like my favorite shows overall were the ones where it was just kind of where there were a lot of people in the studios kind of doing it, and whether that means three as a lot or 10. And it just kind of like this sort of a little bit of chaos and people all. Sort of like a group working together, like Electo-Oween and like Community Perspective and Olympic and Haircut and Evolution and the Landscape Show.
I think Brian's the first one to nominate his own productions.
It'll happen.
No, the Haircut. I never heard the Haircut.
Oh, it's a lot of this.
Is it?
You know, we should.
So I don't know if it's even good to listen to, but it was fun.
I actually don't think it was.
Interesting
I think
sound.
There were.
I mean, I was listening to it on a webcast, unfortunately, so I kept getting interrupted. But I thought just as a soundscape, it was really interesting.
Oh, okay.
We should let people know that the shows are available online. And more of them
will
be later tonight.
Me being here for those shows was more of like, I just liked, I guess I'm talking in from the standpoint of like shows that were fun to do and I thought had the, like, I want to sort of keep that kind of energy, but I don't know if they were good shows from the listening standpoint. You know, like the Haircut show, like, I don't know. I mean, I was like, it had
I thought
some
the digging
parts,
show was pretty great.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I did too.
I, did.
I didn't even hear it, but I was in the studio.
Actually,
so.
It's great.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I didn't hear it go out to air, but
well,
it sounded
you
great.
You mixed it, so yeah. I don't... Yeah.
But I didn't, you know, it sounds different on the radio.
I sat there and played and listened to it and played video games.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
it was sounds of digging and me shooting guys. It was it was kind of rad.
Create your own soundscape there.
Yeah.
Add to it.
Oh. Yeah.
We should let people know that there's clips of the shows available online.
Okay.
But this is us pretending that it's just a production.
Right,
routine.
But I mean, as long as we're going to, you know.
Yeah, that's something we should say next time we're on air.
But are those like 3 or 4 minute segments, right?
Some of them are whole shows.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
ones? Are, okay, because I
How
listened
many
to like
hours
four of them.
On
one
the
of
website?
It, like the anxiety show and stuff like that, and they were all like little
some
minute
of them are,
segments, or maybe that was just my.
Some of them are because we're now using part of Philip's website because I ran out of space on Stop Go Stop.
Too much information.
We're some of them are a little bit, some are not. Routinely
it's
though,
catchy.
We're We're getting about 50 to 100 megabytes of listening per week on the web. So hopefully that's not just us.
What does that mean? Yeah, I hate to ask, but what, is that good?
Awesome. Okay.
No, it's I'm sorry, I don't know. Don't, that's not. It's just,
let's just make it 200 next season.
Okay. No. Jesse, I think
we're gonna work on our PR then. Okay.
No, well, are we gonna continue to go around?
Yeah, we're
okay.
Going around.
Okay. Sure, so sure. I think Jesse's next.
I don't know. I like, you know, I. Part of the problem is I can't actually pick up Blind Spot at my house.
Mm. So you have the internet.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Thank you, John. No, I have lots of really good excuses why that didn't work also. But some shows I did here on the internet, but a lot of the shows that I've heard are the ones that I've worked on. And so, like, my favorite, Brian's shifting a lot in his chair.
I'm sorry, I'm just nervous.
Why are you doing that?
No, it's not.
That was a show? Brian shifting a lot in his chair?
You know, Brian's digging his own grave. Brian's
I thought that was next season.
I hate you.
Brian's shaking. He had too much coffee.
No, that's me.
He's twitching.
Yeah, relax, man. You're making me nervous.
Twitching.
Sorry, I'm just really excited.
No wonder you're so
skinny. Well, I didn't talk to Philip last week, and here I can hear his voice right now, and I'm just
it's
giddy.
It's right in your ear, too. It's
okay,
very intimate.
So you're not going to give one, so should we skip over you?
No, don't skip me. Okay. No, I want to turn.
It's not like we're playing, like, Scrabble or something.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know. I did a lot of reading, and so I guess just from my point of being a part of producing the show, I just enjoyed doing the reading, I guess. Because I was reading a lot of parts. So that's all I have to say is, yeah, that was fun. Keep it up. Keep giving me stuff to read.
Thespian.
Sorry?
You're a thespian.
I'm a thespian.
Okay, and then so because I'm like right behind, we're going to go me and then Philip and then Gordo. And then so I think that part of my, I think some of my favorite moments are similar to Brian is that when we've had a lot of people in here, and not when I'm here, either just with myself or Richard, but I like being with Richard. Oh. But I think that what's
keep it
the
clean.
I think that I think that the month of December is probably one of my favorites because it was the list show, then the shopping, and then the Armageddon.
Video game
Armageddon, especially those four shows because it kind of carried out like a thought of the month, and so like that was probably my it worked very well, and so next is Philip on the phone.
I have a lot, I think, and of course part of it is that, you know, and never mind, I'll skip that part. No, I'm just really proud of what we've done, considering no one else is trying to do it. So I think they're all winners. But my personal favorite, I still think that the last game of Bingo from Radio Bingo, when the 5-minute game where they call Brian in as the whipping boy and the time, he's got nothing. He's gonna eat an apple or something. Like, I think that was really great. I like Video Game Apocalypse. I like the ones. I like karaoke. I like the ones where we interact with the audience. What else? I think Sons of God was really great, but I was also, I'm trying to not just pick ones I was there for. Sons of God, of course, was, you know, like a personal high because I'd wanted to do something with Sons of God for so long, and we got to. But I also think it's really was a really good program and really interesting. I don't know. I'm scrolling through the list on the website, which hasn't been updated since March 20th.
So hey, I got it. I
March 20th.
That was a good day.
Video Game Apocalypse. Sons of God. Yeah, I think there are a lot of things I liked about Electoween. I thought my performance as a moderator was a little weak. And
what are you saying? Back. You were an amazing zombie McNeil.
I think Radio Landscape was really great as well. Those are the ones I'm going to throw out there. So, not that they're not all winners.
You're a winner.
Gordon.
Gordon.
Say Video Game Apocalypse.
Video game. Well, this is the only one I've been to, so I got to be honest with you guys. This is pretty impressive, and I hope to add some commentary later on. Might be silent commentary, but
you could be self-referential and say this is your favorite show.
What does that mean,
show?
Silent commentary?
Well, you know what Gordon's role is. Gordon's role, like when Robert Fripp used to tour with his League
down.
Of. Oh, sorry.
When
Robert Fripp used to tour with the League of 100 Guitarists, he'd have one of them sit there, you know, and do nothing so that you'd appreciate the value of silence. So maybe that's Gordon's role.
No, that's Jim and Valerie tonight.
Maybe what he's talking about is the shifting in the chair that I was trying to perfect earlier. Right. It was smacked down quickly for.
That show was on March 20th?
I didn't appreciate your commentary.
What was on March 20th?
I don't know.
Shifting.
Shifting in the shifting chair show.
Okay, let's move ahead.
We're almost halfway through this program.
Meeting.
Okay.
On-air meeting.
So So the next couple things on the agenda that I have in front of me and a couple other people do is send out more is about press at PR. Things like that. Do we talk about that now? Do we set up a meeting for it? Because we need to send out more printed. We need a better email list.
Maybe that can be a sub-meeting at some point. Because that could take a long time discussing when, how.
Responsibility.
That involves delegation.
Yeah. It's also something that, frankly, I think Sonya needs to be involved in that discussion.
I think so, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then we're not talking about that right now.
We'll talk about when we talk about meeting structures, which is next. We can talk about setting up a meeting.
We need to be better about that.
About meetings?
About meetings, but I mean about PR.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just say, yeah.
That we all agree that there needs to be more.
That it needs to be improved.
Love
needs...
us, America. Love us!
Hey, there's no need for that.
Sorry.
Want me to mute him, John?
The FCC's...
So then, okay, the other is kind of meeting structure, because as we agreed to on the listserv several weeks or months ago, that we're going to have a meeting on June 9th, and I nominate Jesse C's house, which we can get addresses to later, because you want to have a meeting there.
No, I want to have a meeting there. What day is June 9th?
It's Thursday. Are you going to be home?
That's a good question. I don't know if I'm going to be home.
Just give me your keys.
That's fine, yeah.
Not this coming, but the Thursday.
I'll probably be home, yeah. I don't have any other plans I can think of, you know. I'll get out of it. For you guys, I'll get out of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then the other... And the idea, I guess some of the idea that I want to think about is, like, do we want to start to think about, and this is jumping a little bit ahead, but, like, setting up some more committee structure.
Well, we're not allowed to use that word.
I'm afraid of that word committee.
Okay, we're not committee, that word is.
Can we start to think about
subcommittee, Eric?
Subcommittee.
Oh man, now you are playing with fire, Von Zweig.
but if we start to think about something like tactical action groups, is that better?
Whoa. Not bad.
Whoa.
Not bad.
You know, I've been wanting to talk about steering this whole blind spot thing more to like a sort of Symbionese Liberation Army sort of.
Are you Tanya?
I would just like the opportunity to filibuster.
You guys watch it.
That documentary was spectacular.
I need
more background.
I watched it twice, actually.
On the gorilla. Wait, never mind. I'm trying to talk to Jim.
Patty Hearst.
The Patty Hearst documentary.
Yeah, I don't remember the title.
What was the title of it, Jim?
That's what I was trying to remember.
Okay. It was like part of the American Experience series.
It was Urban Gorilla.
Urban Gorilla, yeah.
Urban
Gorilla.
I thought that was a joke. Something Gorilla.
Yeah, it was funny, though, because when Jim and I saw it, as the director started to speak, everyone left the room. Or we left the room. I don't remember which. Oh, but anyway, so these tactical armies.
Lightning strike forces.
Action.
Actions, yeah.
I was kind of thinking of it like you have different module groups where people are interacting in some kind of a violent way, hopefully, where like that maybe different meetings can then have different agendas instead of the melees that they usually.
So we'll have a meeting that's specifically about the writing a mission statement.
Or redefining the mission statement, because we have one, I think.
Okay.
Or and then like mission statement, PR, producing. What are the other things that we would have to put in this?
Well, does the website fall under PR, or is that something different?
It's I think it does.
Sure.
But that's just my
let's not factionalize it too much, or we'll have like 900 meetings and nothing's ever going to come.
Someone will be in charge of the use of the letter A.
And that's, and Philip, that's different
that
how?
Can that be me?
Philip, when do you get back?
I will be back late Saturday night.
Okay. Hey, am I doing?
I may be in Lake Zurich on Saturday night, and then in Chicago on Sunday. And anybody who wants to help me move, I've got like a month.
You're breaking up there, Philip. I can't hear you.
What?
Hey, am I doing the something else on the 5th?
No, I am.
Okay.
That's next week, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
No, I'm doing it.
Philip, you're welcome to my truck if I come with it or not.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry.
Okay, so are we missing anything from those kind of tactical action groups?
Well, I mean, I think that there should be some sort of tags. Meeting about sort of macro structure. I mean, I know we talked about, you know, a number of different avenues that we weren't going to cover today, things like funding and sort of the business structure of the organization and stuff like that. So we should probably have a couple people who meet to discuss those issues.
And also, of course, just production-oriented meetings, sessions where we get together and brainstorm. We've got a lot of shows we're going to do next season, ideally. I mean, like, we got a lot of holes to fill. So start brainstorming.
Opportunities.
Those.
Right.
Well, hopefully we can start meeting on a regular basis next year, and regularly.
But not everybody would need to meet every week. I mean, we do a production meeting once a month. Or twice a month, and then in the alternating weeks we do a PR meeting or a funding meeting or something else.
Maybe it could be just one meeting, and then different groups sort of stay longer than other groups.
Breakout sessions.
Well, as long I don't know, because I think
the attention span is not that extensive.
Perhaps we should get some people in this group that don't have
going for 2 hours, and it's kind of, which is a good amount of time, but then, you know, it's sort of a 2-hour meeting about everything, including production meeting and stuff.
Right.
So if we went on for like 5 hours, I mean, I don't know.
Because then at least we would have like, we should only talk about this today. I'm sorry.
Because it sounds like there's a lot of overlap,
Chris.
Between the same people be in each of the meetings.
You?
So that's,
I think,
not
so.
Gonna
no, I wasn't
yeah.
speaking.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, I was wondering, Eric, about your aversion to the word committee.
It's along with commitment, which you got over because you got married.
I know, it's true. Now, I just, once I...
It's so administrative.
It's so administrative. I'm reluctant to spin everything off more than we have.
Let's
to.
Keep
I
it
agree.
Well,
I'm
just wondering if there's some sort of dynamics in terms of like how we run meetings that's related to, or if that's just a personal thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, I
stand behind my statement.
The aversion to the word, which I second.
Okay, take the semantics discussion outside. Let's move along.
All right.
So let's pretend that, like, if we get, is because is there different interests in different aspects of it, or are we all just interested in all of it? And if so, then it just means that we have more focused meetings where we only talk about, like, specifics, and that unlike this in the past where we just kind of do broad strokes
here and there. We've done specific PR meeting one in the beginning.
Yeah, we did.
I think it's also hard for us to decide right now because there are people who are on the list that aren't involved in this discussion, and I think that some of them have varying interests.
It goes with the structuring idea where we can talk about kind of assigning people, okay, I'm in charge of grants and she's in charge of writing press releases, and kind of giving people roles so that you don't feel like you have to go to the PR meeting because you're not involved in it at all. So it's only the people who have signed up as a role, and those people that do sign up as a role take it seriously and are committed to it. So, without being a committee.
Yeah, this is. Right, I mean, right. this is the larger discussion that we were talking about a little bit. Is just these kind of rationing out these sorts of. I don't know what's the proper. What were the words that I was using before?
Tactical action group.
Or tag. So empowering the tagging. To different sectors, so that all the action can be, so that hopefully. Okay, never mind.
You almost had it. It was going really well.
So I was in Iowa like 13 hours ago. Oh wait.
It's sleep, John. You need more of it.
It was dark there.
It was very dark. So, wait, where are we going now? I forgot. Do we want to dwell on this a little bit more?
One other thing, I mean, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to bring up or not, is like these listening parties that we talked about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Which in some ways, I mean, if we did it every week, and I'm volunteering my apartment, but it doesn't have to be there. Every week might also, could in some ways turn into meetings. But I didn't want them to be as formal as meetings. I wanted them to be like potlucks or come over and drink beer and we'll listen to stuff. But
yeah.
Are you just saying this because you really want to hang out with people and you're, oh wait, no.
Do you miss us?
And really? No, I mean, maybe, I mean, is it realistic at all to do this on like Sunday evening and like listening to one show and then listening to whatever show is rebroadcast as a, I mean, is that too much?
No, I think that's too much.
It's, okay.
It's also too much because it becomes as splintered as we are now. I mean, because, like, either people would have to come up here because either Philip or I are going to be up here.
Oh, yeah.
So if Philip's hosting it, he can't really come to
the show. Well, he can. Right, we just have to get
his
keys.
Right. But, yeah, I think that's a great idea. And, I mean, whether those sometimes turn into further production meetings or
dance
sort of
parties.
Definitely dance parties. But I mean,
they will alternate to dance parties.
Yeah, yeah. But then also like, sort of whether that turns into a sort of picking apart the show and like what do we continue with and how do we solve problems if there are any with specific shows and, you know, I mean, I think that could be super useful.
I mean, just to backtrack, because I'm trying to think of like the biggest problem we've had with the show, and has it just been? And, oh, I don't want to speak ill of someone that's not here or in the country.
No, I'm here, John.
So never mind. Those are just for side conversations that we'll have. Well, no, just...
Does it start with a T?
Yes. And
does it end with an M?
All right, look.
does it start with a P?
All right, anyway.
Everything starts with a T. I think there have been problems with shows, and some of them are like the fact that we're putting them together 3 hours before they're supposed to go to air sometimes, or that we're not doing enough rehearsals for stuff that should be rehearsed, or that. But I mean, I don't know if that's specifically if you were getting to something more specific.
No, let's talk in the vagatudes because I'd much rather do that actually.
Okay.
But I
forgot about that word, John.
Vagatudes.
It's been
like
months
that.
Since you've used that.
I know. It's my favorite word.
Well, I mean, preparedness is sort of the constant nagging problem. So.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not a surprise to anybody.
No, people should be more like Baldwin Powell, you know, Boy Scout.
Right.
Well, it's the problem we're always going to run into because everybody here, I mean, this is not anyone's, you know, professional, full-time occupation. This is something that we all do in the after hours. So, yeah, have to fit
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, but that's not, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I sort of am like, and maybe this is like overly idealistic, but I'm sort of like, yeah, so, you know,
I mean, I agree.
So what's stopping us then? What's keeping us from being more prepared?
I'm prepared.
I feel prepared.
I'm prepared.
Okay, then maybe we should.
I don't know prepared. If I am.
Maybe we should move on to something else. Someone else speak.
Well, what kinds of shows are we planning for next season? I mean, what kinds of creative, like, things, like, what kinds of skills do we want to develop in the future? I mean, because for me, like, before I started doing this, I had never really done any, like, acting or reading on the air or anything.
Or just reading?
Yeah. I had to learn to read for Blind Spot.
That's commitment, man.
And you're doing great.
Hey, keep it up. That's how we're getting our funding.
Yes, you too
education.
Can learn how to read. And I don't know. Like, I feel like I've gotten like more comfortable with doing that since the show started. And I was wondering, like, what kinds of things do people want to see happening in the show that aren't happening now?
Like, kind of personal goal?
I want to make sure we get you to a high school level of reading.
Well, that'll take a few years. Probably.
Yeah, well, baby steps, brother.
Do you mean in these kind of like this year, I would like to make sure that we deal with jellyfish? Or, I mean, bad example, trying to...
Well, I definitely like to see the production quality
improve.
I think that there's sort of. I think that the sort of like people showing up and sort of winging it thing is really.
I really agree with you, Richard, and that's one of the reasons why I think it's actually important for us to get together and listen to stuff, because I think that a lot of the people here don't hear the show regularly, and so don't really know what the production level is like.
It's very good, because
Richard, we're having trouble hearing you.
It's because I'm not talking.
Brian said it.
I thought you said when Philip was like, I agree with you, Richard, and was that... Oh, never mind.
No. So we have production level, preparedness, preparitude, and is that what about like the tactically how we deal with both the station and things we produce live? Is that, I don't know exactly what that means.
I think that actually means everything. You know what I mean? Tactically, and how we deal with the state is sort of like
nothing.
It's sort of everything. Exactly.
No,
yeah.
That's not what I mean. Because
driving this week?
Well, no. I mean, I think that one of the failings that we've had that we can cure fairly readily is we don't utilize our assets appropriately. And I think that we've got a lot of people with a lot of different skills, but it comes down to like 2 days before, and people are saying like, "Oh crap, I need to get some voices for this," and you know, like I mean. We talked about this a little bit last week after the Evolution show, and it's like if we would have spent time sort of getting the Foley, like pre-planning what the Foley would have been more effectively, it would have come off better.
Mm-hmm. No, but Bob said he thought that it was all digital, he thought that it was digital and not done with some of it, because it was so, you know, rich and diverse.
Is this Bob Newhart?
Of course.
No.
Yes, the avid listener.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Richard, like... I mean, if you remember, like, I mean, initially we tried to set up this 3-month production schedule, which we completely fell off of. And I don't think every show needs 3 months of production time, but some of them could certainly use it, you know. And I mean, lately we've just, I mean, that's one of the reasons, of course, for taking the summer break was because I felt like we've just sort of fallen behind in production time. But I mean, instead of rehearsing stuff the day of, I mean, initially we wanted, you know, stuff to go into rehearsal a month before it was going to be broadcast. I don't know if any of that's feasible or not.
Well, I mean, some of it is, but it is show by show. But part of it is just like it gets into that levels of commitment and trying to embolden members so that they can go out and bring in the booty, meaning the treasure.
Yarg.
Yes.
And a more concrete example would be like the Exquisite Corpse show. That was like one of the longest sort of incubation periods, but I mean, turned out amazing. What with the psychedelic breakdown having a rehearsal at Eric's house, and then just being, and I think it made a total amazing difference in the way everything was read and the speed and how everyone was sort of like used to the flow of it. And I mean, if that sort of attention was taken to every show. I mean, of course, that's really difficult. But
if you remember, like, D-Day 60 had, like, more than one rehearsal, didn't it? Philadelphia? D-Day's. Had, like, multiple.
Was it Philadelphia or Romance? Or was that?
That was the same thing.
Okay. No, they were different. There was a Night of Romance, I haven't been to Philadelphia. It'll be okay. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I mean, they were both very romantic.
Well, I mean, Brian, I think you're right. And one of the things that I want to do going into the next session is for things that are like actory driven, trying to have like 3 and 4 rehearsals instead of one.
And actually, like Jenny was saying, not on the day of,
right?
Yeah. But like before. And I totally think that would be great. What?
Yeah, well, never mind.
Yeah, Jenny, but she's not here. But she's saying this last. She's saying this a couple weeks ago.
Recap. I also throw
Jenny
out
said
that. Come on, I'm trying to say something serious.
Okay, I'm
I serious hate you.
Man. I know.
Anyway.
But we still love working together.
No,
this is the thing.
No, kisses, hugs.
Okay.
Anyway.
Stop moving.
My optimism.
I think if we are going to try to rehearse more, and we're going to try to have more meetings, and we're going to have sub-meetings.
How many times are we meeting a week?
Exactly.
We're getting...
Oh. I think it's something to bear in mind.
Hey, yeah, you need a Carrie, you need a job. Don't ask Carrie. I know you need a job, and I know you're very talented, but yeah, I don't think we can pay you. I mean, I can pay you in...
If you guys each just gave in a little bit.
Like hey, Carrie, how are you at writing grants?
I'm great at writing grants.
Well, there you go. There's a job for you, you know? You write some grants, you can start paying yourself.
So,
development person always gets paid first.
That's true.
Wait, what was that?
The development people always get paid first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So what's the other... Okay.
That'll be another meeting.
What other things? So we're meeting Monday through Saturday. We do the shows...
For 5 hours a day.
For 5 hours a day. We do the shows on Sunday.
This
and
be
then,
a great summer.
Maybe we should all just move in together or something.
Is that an invitation?
Radio. Can we get a giant house just like the Jefferson Airplane did?
Can we all move in together?
Sure.
We can drop acid.
Get in touch with something.
We have a hard time not killing each other getting together once a month. You know?
No, the thing is that you don't have to go to every meeting. You just go to the meetings that
you go to the tags.
are a part of.
Can we have sleeper tags?
Oh, man.
No. Is that an invitation?
Sleepover tags?
Sleeper tags.
Is that like a tactical action group we're not aware we're actually in until we get the phone call that tells us to play cards?
That's been my entire experience with Blind Spot thus far. John calls me on Saturday and says, I need your help tomorrow.
The Queen of Hearts.
Like a permanent sleeper tag.
Okay, so... I forgot.
I like sleepover tags, too, though. I think that's a good idea.
So
anybody wants to talk to Jesse about sleepover tags, call the station.
Meeting at my house.
Okay, so... part of what I was... When we talk about the ideas for next year's show, that because I love classification and I Kant's my hero. We think of like the different like ways in which we've produced shows. One is like these kind of script-based shows. We have these more environmental shows where we do, or an action show where we build or destroy or do these. And
our cabinet building show, John.
I know it's going to be great. Yeah. I can't wait. And then there's those.
I'm excited about the Dozer versus Fraggle show.
Awesome. Sign me up for that one.
Philip Fonzweck, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all week.
I think I've got the Fraggle Rock album on vinyl. I can bring it back.
We have these kind of mixing-based shows. A part of me wants to like think about the development of these kind of other structural ways that we've dealt with the radio and trying to move things beyond these things.
I'm right there.
There's an apparition in the studio with John.
What are some? I mean, are those like kind of proper definitions of ways that we've been working?
Did you get the like non-scripted action ones like bingo, karaoke, and balloons, and the nightmare of the Jake Quirkle cat party experience?
That was on. Or the digging also. These are these kind of like action shows, I think.
Like performative shows.
These performative-based shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Because and then there's...
I would probably call them structurally based, but...
Okay. That sounds good.
Total action shows.
Action.
All right.
Da-da-da-da-da-da!
No, but I mean, are there other? Are these proper ways to like think about the shows that we've done, or is there other ways? Yes, by classifying.
I mean, I don't think we want to start putting like you know, making a quota system where we.
No,
have
not
to...
like a quota, but just like these are the ways in which we've worked with shows. I want to open up that the ways in which we've worked with it a step more.
Yeah.
And so that's why I classify.
Yeah. Well, I don't. I mean, I think. Yes, but also if we can sort of talk about it in a way without saying like, okay, well, these are the 7 types of shows or the 13 types of
shows.
I'm trying
not
to
think of it as a closed system, but an open one.
Frankly, John, right. this strikes me as an article that you should write for the Blind Spot Journal.
Blind Spot.
Oh yeah, and John.
Blind Spot.
I mean, I think all of this is interesting for us to. You know, sit around and talk about it, one of these many meetings that we've come up with. But ultimately,
Tuesday,
I don't think
right?
it really does any... I don't think it really gets us anywhere.
I could see how it could act as, like, the kernel of, you know, if you're like, well, for example, we've never done a show, or, I don't know. I mean, we do audience participation shows, but if you're like, well, the one thing we really lack are audience participation shows, for example, then it might get you thinking in that direction.
I think that's all John's saying.
Yeah, okay. or like we don't do enough with, you know, ice
don't
cream.
Do enough with audience participation, but that's me.
Yeah, no, but yeah. I that's why I use it.
Have we resolved the 7-second delay issue?
Yes.
Oh, good.
It's
so we
possible.
Can now use the 7-second delay. We know how to use that.
Well, in a vague sense.
No, we don't.
Like I know it's.
I know how to use it. I've
okay, so if we wanted to do a 7-second delay show, we could do it as soon as you get here.
Well, I mean,
in theory.
Philip and I have both read in the manual how to do it.
And I'm going to play with it next week.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
And I've actually. You know, I'm working on a program for next season that involves a 7-second delay.
Can you? I mean, I don't know. It's a neat idea. I like it a lot.
According to my clock, we've got like 8 minutes left in this production meeting.
No. Okay, so what else needs to be covered in these 8 minutes?
See, now you just completely missed. It's the yeah.
What?
Well, yeah. Now we got nothing right. to talk about. No. Chris, you have something to say?
I don't think I do.
So. So, how many? I mean, have we started putting together the schedule for next season?
No.
I mean, in a vague sense, meaning that it's on Sunday.
Yeah, and
but Philip sent out that email with a list of interesting ideas.
And ones that, and then people added to it with ones that they definitely want to do. Like,
yeah, so
yeah, I mean, it's.
It seems like we have a nice selection.
There were like 20 on
there. Yeah,
there was
quite a few.
Well, maybe at the next meeting we could start putting together a definitive calendar and then maybe brainstorm to fill in some of those spots.
And people can, you know, adopt shows.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious about this idea that Philip mentioned of, you know, if we have this classification system, we can sort of pick a category that we're lacking on and then use that as a kernel for generating new show ideas. So I'm wondering if anybody has suggestions for things that they think are particularly lacking that we should be brainstorming ideas about.
Well, getting outside of the studio, I think. I mean, we've been talking about that for a long time.
Yeah.
And whether or not that involves an expensive but portable box.
Yeah.
Or what the
situation
is.
Apparently we can do it if we just get a PC laptop with the right software and...
I've been asking Richard to look that up for... Oh, wait. Maybe
John
I actually haven't
a
asked
PC
you.
PC laptop?
Wi-Fi,
if you ask
right?
me, I'll look it up.
Okay. Can you look that
if
up?
If you tell me what the software is,
it's Winamp.
Acquire
it's Winamp.
It.
Everyone has Winamp, though.
Well, that's what I heard was
Beautiful.
Winamp on the PC.
The Winamp decoder.
Yeah.
Which is... Winamp.
Can you do
well,
this
somebody send me an email saying what we need, and I'll
okay.
find it.
Okay. I'll send you the email. Okay. You got to give me your address.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should be able to look back in the list stuff and find his address.
Okay. I'll just send it out. I can send it to the list. You know, everyone can open it. That's fine.
That would be good, too, because then maybe more people will actively strive for stuff. Okay, so...
Getting out of the studio, that's one thing.
I agree, and I think it is kind of limiting just because of the time from 10 to 11 p.m. Some ideas that I've thought about wouldn't really work.
On a Sunday. On a Sunday.
Yeah, just they wouldn't really work because, you know, like with the shopping show, there's no shopping at 10 o'clock on Sunday. So, but...
Thank heaven for 7-Eleven.
Yeah. But no Christmas shopping.
And Home
Christmas.
Depot.
If Christmas were on a Monday, though, like Sunday, the night before Christmas, that'd be like crazy.
Right.
Did somebody say during that show, now we'll never save Christmas?
No.
No.
Thank God they did.
Wah, 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 wah.
And then, okay, so maybe one of these things that we can, think about in the ninth is kind of like what ways in which we can embrace this show in a different way than we have before so that we're not just doing repeats.
Right, and collaborating with other people, especially in different cities and different countries, would be another thing I would like to add as a something good to strive for.
Oh, this kind of like opening up of the community to people.
I mean, you know, just for like one show, we collaborate, you know, because we all know people working.
Speak
I think.
For yourself.
I know outside of this room.
But I do think once we get our house a little bit more in order, and once we get the PR thing together, we get the website more frequently updated. I think that we could use that as a catalyst to touch base with other radio artists across the world. Definitely.
This may be the largest collection of people actively doing radio.
Oh, but we can't be all of them.
Yes, we are.
Well, then, no, we're not.
Like somebody needs to bring in a hand grenade and wipe us out.
To mail people stuff over the summer.
What's that for?
I mean, that part of the, you know, the list that I've been compiling to mail people CDs and stuff over the summer, you know, is includes a lot of not only critics but also just other radio artists that would be interested in hearing this stuff, which might then lead to, you know, collaborations of some sort.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
So if you've got other people that you can think of, I mean, even if you just have a name, you know, send it to me and I'll... Mm.
Hey, Philip, have you asked Lou for suggestions?
Not specifically related to this.
Well, you should.
You mean for people...
What have you asked them suggestions for?
Suggestions on artists to get in touch with.
No, I mean, do you mean people to get in touch with or people to collaborate with?
No, people to get in touch... Well, people to get in touch with, possibly with an eye towards eventual collaboration.
No, but I mean, I can ask him. I'll ask him, but I haven't. No.
Okay.
Wow.
Is this the dance party?
You are listening to Blind Spot.
Woo-hoo!
Production meeting.
Is this a 12-inch single that's 35 minutes long?
No. This evening you've heard from Mr. Philip Von Zweck, Carrie Butler, Eric Humphrey,
Hey-o!
Jacob Christopher, Gordon Thibault, Jesse Say.
See,
I'm sorry. Brian Taylor, Richard Holland, and myself. I'm John Wenzel. This program
one of my all-time favorite records.
Was engineered, I think, by maybe Richard and myself, and produced by...
People are getting muted now.
I don't have an engineer credit.
We just called you. Actually, Jim Zika should get a production credit because he figured out the phone. Okay. Each week, Blind Spot presents a unique live radio experience that explores the possibility of radio. To find out more about the collection of artists, writers, musicians, performers, and art professionals that work on the show, please visit our website at stopgostop.com/blindspot.
This is the last Blind Spot for the season.
This is the end of our season. Next week, we are going to be, as well as throughout the summer, we are not going to be doing repeats the entire summer. If you want more information about our specific summer schedule, you should probably go to the website and join our Yahoo group, because I'm assuming we're going to be putting things out that way. Next week, proud to present Landscape. Everyone vote good for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I still don't understand why you guys aren't dancing yet.
Because we have headphones
because it's
on.
Radio.
We are. They don't know the difference.
Well, I've been twitching the whole show, apparently. That's so that's
true.
Sort of, you know.
I'm
worn
you.
Out, man.
Constantly dancing.
Okay, so...
I can't stop it.
So Jesse, you're going to put to the list post when, where and when on that Thursday the 9th if you're going to be in town?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Do you want to give your address meeting. Over the radio?
I don't think I do, but people really want to come. They can email
600 North Michigan.
Hey.
Second floor, right past the Cajun place.
We're going to have to put in a secret knock.
It's knock, knock, knock.
You have to pay $9.50 to get in. Okay, bye.
This has been Blind Spot.